Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome back. I took about a month off. I just need a little break, and we're gonna talk about that today. But yeah, I was just feeling really like out of alignment. Something's not right, and I have really restarted a lot of stuff in my life, so that's what I wanted to talk about today. I looked at my budget and for November, and I was like, I don't like this. Like, I had been using the same budget over and over for a few months, years probably, months for sure. And, you know, I'm like, I think it's time for a new one. So, you know what? I started a brand new budget. I just started fresh. I kept the old one, but I was like, hey, let's just redo this. And I redid it. I didn't make any huge changes, but I was able to look at it with fresh eyes and, again, become conscious of what my needs and my wants are at this point in my life, which is why I recommend like paying attention to where your money goes, right? Because if we're not conscious of it, we're unconscious of it. And that's like being asleep on our money. So we don't ever want to be asleep on our money or on our lives, right? So my budget is one thing that I restarted because I just didn't like it anymore. It wasn't feeling good. And I was like, meh, let's try something different. So restarted that in November, and so far it's been going really well, and may change it again in December. Who knows? I don't know. And then also I changed up my Instagram. Well, I didn't change it, but I did start a new Instagram page, and it's kind of an experiment. And this is something I was talking about to one of my clients the other day, is that like, the things we do, if we try something new and it doesn't work out, it's just evidence, it's just data, it's just telling us, okay, well, you know, maybe that wasn't what we thought it would be. Like, if we treat it like a science experiment, right, or a social experiment, or whatever kind of experiment you want to call it, it kind of takes the pain out of it, the rejection. So this new Instagram I'm trying is an experiment, because I'm not going to take it personally, however it does, if it does well or if it sinks. Like, it's not personal. It's just I'm playing around with, starting fresh. So that's what this episode's all about today, guys, is starting fresh when something feels stale in your life. It feels like this is not going anywhere. You feel kind of stuck, you're in a rut, and you just want to move forward, and it feels like you can't. Now, here's why I've started a new Instagram profile or account, whatever you want to call it, is because my original one, the one that I have posted in this podcast for years, I originally started as a fitness coach. Once upon a time, I was in Beachbody. That's how I started all this journey, was in Beachbody. That's how I discovered personal development, got into coaching, and was like, okay, this is not really where my heart is, but money is, and I'm really good at that. So that's where I made my switch, but my account started as a Beachbody coach. So people have been on there since my Beachbody days, and you know what? They may not be interested in learning about money and money mindset, right? Because that's not why they followed me in the first place. So that was something. And then I've also, you know, if you've been a listener of the podcast for a long time, you know, I also coached highly sensitive people, HSPs for short, and that was a lot of my crowd. Like, a lot of people came to me for that. And they might not need money, or they might not want to talk about money. So I feel like I've got these people from all over the place, and maybe they're not really interested in what I'm talking about anymore. So partly for them, but partly for, like, you know, Instagram, the algorithm, when it looks at your stuff, it's like decides if people are interested or not by how they interact. So if people like your stuff, if they comment, if they save it, they share it, whatever, that shows, okay, this is interesting to her audience, we're going to show it to more people. But if they show it to your audience and they don't do anything, then they're going to stop showing it to people because they think it's boring content, right? So really, it could be that they're just not interested. They're not buying what I'm selling, right? They're like, okay, this is not what I signed up for. And they could unfollow, but a lot of people haven't. And you know, there are a lot of accounts that you see or you don't see on the daily. Like, I follow a lot of accounts that I don't see every day. And sometimes some of them I think I don't see at all anymore. So I should probably go through and clean that out. But you know what? Starting fresh is kind of a solution there, right? So I have between 4,000 and 5,000 followers right now, almost five, I think. I'm not sure. I think it's almost five. But, you know, my engagement has been so low that I'm like, this is just like, these people don't know me. They don't know what I'm sharing. So I'm trying out something new to see what happens. Like I said, if it's the same on the other page, then you know what that tells me? My content is boring and I need to spice it up a little bit. And that's okay. Like, I'm not going to take it personally. I am going to take it as a learning opportunity and change things up, right? And that's why I'm doing this. It's just to see what works and what doesn't. And also, I want to point out that it is not about followers. It's about people who need and want my content, what I'm sharing, and the value that I'm adding. It's about those people being able to see it, rather than people who don't really care about it, don't need it, seeing it, right? So I want to make sure the people that need it are seeing it, and it's not being shown to a bunch of people who are like, I don't care about that. I don't need that. I have $1 million in the bank, right? They don't need my stuff. I don't have $1 million in the bank, so they know more than me. Or they have a good person to help them, right? Yeah. So if something's not working for you anymore, I want to encourage you to start fresh this week. Try something new. Become conscious again of what you're doing, because we do a lot of things in our life without thinking about them. And that's on purpose. That's like, that saves brain energy, and we're not constantly making decisions and ruminating over things when they work, right? It's just like, you know how sometimes you get in your car and you drive home and you have no idea how you got there? Like, your brain just knows, you know, you go on autopilot and you get home because it's automatic. But if you're driving home, like I've done it before, like driving home and I'm like, oh, I want to stop at Walgreens, I need to pick something up. And then I get home and I'm like, oh, I need to stop at Walgreens, because my brain didn't register that, because it wasn't on our normal route, right? It was like, oh, we're going home. So it just automatically took me home. I mean, obviously I'm paying attention to traffic and everything, but I think that you guys understand what I'm saying, is that we have to become conscious and think about what we're doing in our lives. So if something is feeling off, if it's not working, if it feels icky or rusty or stale, or I mean, maybe just boring, and you want to try something different, I say go for it, and I say start fresh. And when I say start fresh, you know, sometimes that's scary, because like with the Instagram account, I'm going from 4,000 to 5,000 followers to, like, right now I think I have around 20, because I just started it 2 days ago. So we'll see. We'll see how that grows. We'll see if it makes a difference. And we'll see if it was the wrong idea, because Instagram is pretty established now. So I don't know. know. So really, the point is, I don't care if I have 300 followers or 4,000, as long as the majority of my followers really need and care about what I'm sharing, and then I care about the people who are there, and they're not some bots, right? Because I think my old account's probably gotten some bots on there, like people who follow you to get followed back, and it's like, I'm not playing that game anymore, right? Cool. So I think it's really fun to have like a blank canvas, like you're painting a brand new picture. You're starting from scratch, like, okay, let's throw this one away. We're going to try something new, right? Yes. I'm so excited. I hope that you guys will share with me what you are doing on this. Actually, on Spotify, they have this cool feature now where I can put questions and you can answer them. So I might put a question and you guys answer me. Let me know what you're starting over. What's your blank canvas? What are you starting fresh on after hearing this episode? So something that you could start fresh on is your debt repayment plan, your debt freedom, releasing that debt, letting it go. You want it out of your life. It's done, right? So I do have Be Free From Debt course, and I'm going to offer you guys a discount of 50% just for being a loyal listener. Yay! Thanks for sticking around and being here. But I'm going to give you guys 50% off if you go to the link. I'll put it in the show notes. And you want to get rid of that debt, get it out of your life for good, get rid of the stress, anxiety, the how am I going to make it to next month. Go get this course. I promise you, I've heard so many great things from people who have taken it and they're loving it. So if you grab it and you put in the code podcast, you're going to get 50% off and it'll be yours. And you can start on your debt freedom journey. And the reason that I concentrate on debt, I'm not anti-debt. Let's get that out there, because sometimes debt is necessary. Sometimes debt saves us from impossible situations. And sometimes we just want a new car, right? And that's fine. But here's the thing. A lot of people are spending so much of their paycheck, so much of their monthly income on paying debt payments. You know, it could be anywhere from $500 to $2,000 that you're putting on debt every single month. And that's a lot of money, especially when you multiply that 12 by 12 for the year. So I want to help you have more money every month so you're not stressing, so you don't have that tight feeling in your chest, like, and kind of like get angry about it, right? And another thing is, the faster you pay it off, the less interest you have to pay. So you're really saving yourself money when you do this. So go grab it. It's on in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear your, success stories and transformations. Please let me know how it goes. I'll see you guys later. Bye. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.